For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's the worst part of your relationship.
Yeah. And it's the one nobody preps you for.
Well, how would you know? Because this is not logical.
But it's been around since like day one.
Gentlemen, tell me if you've been here.
Mm-hmm.
It's dinner time.
Yep.
You look at your partner, your lady, you say, hey, what do you want to eat? And they tell you, oh, I don't care. And then you start naming stuff and everything sucks.
Yes.
Best case scenario, it takes you an hour to eat. Worst case, you end up in a legitimate fight.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way around this. And it's a way that would totally work.
Gonna crack the code.
If we men weren't being massive little bitches about it, and you, my friend, are the bitchiest of bitches.
Oh, thank you.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So, Tommy,
yeah.
You find yourself in a situation that every man that has ever been in a relationship in the history
of the
world.
It's night after night. Okay. All right. It's every night.
So, you're looking to get something to eat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you wanted something very specific.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to get a nice little treat.
Okay. All right.
Go get a little... Vietnamese chow. Weak in the knees for some Vietnamese.
Why, man?
I love it.
Okay, it's good. Not everything has to
rhyme
on this show.
No rhyme was necessary.
There was not a rhyme necessity in that sentence.
But that's how much I love Vietnamese food.
All right, so in that moment, you just turn to your wife and you ask her what she wants,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so no.
Why?
Well, I was already out, okay. So I was going to hit Mama-san.
Okay, nice.
Surprise. Right. Coming home with a surprise dinner.
Surprise dinner.
Okay, so what'd you get her?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
Blew up Mama-san.
Why?
So you couldn't come to a conclusion.
Oh. By yourself?
By myself, because I couldn't reach her, so I was going to just score Mama-san.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I knew, like, whatever I get, she's going to be, I'm not in the mood for that tonight. You know? Even if she wanted it, there's a risk she ain't going to eat it.
Okay.
Because, like, every time I try to figure out what we want to eat, there's always this, like, roadblock. Like, I'll try to get ahead of it. I'll go early. Mm-hmm. What do you think about tonight? That's too early to talk about dinner.
Okay.
Dinner time. Oh, it's too late. Too late.
No dinner.
We didn't thaw anything out. We don't have anything over here. That's too late to start that.
Okay.
Like, so there's never a good time to talk about what we're eating.
Okay.
And tastes change hourly.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
So your wife, you've had Mama-sans with your wife before.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you know what she's ordered.
But she's picky. When it comes to that kind of food, she doesn't like fish.
Okay.
But does she have like one go-to thing that she orders every time?
Yeah, but sometimes that even fluctuates.
All right. Can I ask
women you? Every woman I've ever been with is a picky eater, and they say they're not picky eaters.
You're
and
a
then
picky
they will
eater.
Give you a laundry list of things they don't want
I would
in
be
their
terrified
food.
To order food for you.
What are you talking about? Did it come
no,
out of
No, Fat
the ground?
Tommy eats.
Well, Fat Tommy, but you're not Fat Tommy. I don't know what Skinny Tommy eats.
Skinny Fingers Tommy.
How many calories are there? I don't know what I want as my side. It's the healthiest thing.
And the worst part is, if his ears get involved, right, Kimmy?
Mm-hmm.
What
yeah, because
well, when somebody reads a menu to him, it really hurts his ears.
All right, let me throw something out at you.
Good.
All right, let's say you got this hankering for Mama-san. Mm-hmm. Look, man, you're a human being. You're a grown man. You go to work every day,
kind of.
You deserve to eat what you want every once in a while. So you can't get a hold of your wife.
Right.
If you got her what she normally gets and brought it home, just rolled the dice, you really think she wouldn't eat it?
She may not. I don't know.
Okay.
Because I could eat like Chinese food, Vietnamese food, sushi every day.
Okay.
She's got to be in a mood for it. That's another thing. Like, there's certain foods I don't have to be in the mood for. My mood is already there. Women have to be in the mood for certain foods.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, I'm no big city lawyer doctor, as I do my suspenders with my thumb.
Mm.
But it does seem like the hardest part about dinner for you ladies is making a decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah. Once if I think too much about it.
Exactly. Once we get you somewhere or the food shows up, you're happy. So if we use that logic, is the smart thing to do just order something for your lady and not tell her until it gets there?
Mm.
Yes.
Why don't we do that?
Because there's a risk you're just wasting your time because she won't
eat it.
She's going
to eat it. She's going to eat it.
Okay. We can change the world. Well, at least the relationships we're in. By ordering food for the ladies in our lives. We could just decide, this is what we're going to eat. You cannot have the discussion with your spouse unless they say up front, hey, this is what I want to eat. And I think that would avoid every problem every man has ever had.
Okay, so let's say I do that and I bring it home.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you would have called me because now you've just wasted X amount of time.
Sorry, you were saying?
I didn't know that was an option.
So you don't think, like, you think if you brought home something that she's ordered before.
But she doesn't want it tonight.
But you think she's just not going to eat it?
I've seen it.
Really?
I've dated it. I've seen it. I've married it three times.
With your wife, though. With this
current,
wife. Current wife.
I mean, she may not want it.
I don't believe
I don't know.
That your wife...
Even if I wasn't craving something, well, I'd be like, okay, well, dinner's
you're
here.
You're a different cat.
Well,
You eat.
I think, well, between my husband and I, we have like three or four different places where every time we go there, we get the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like if he brought home something from any of those places... I'm going to eat it. I'm like, oh, good. You made the decision for it. I'm an independent woman. Love, like, you know, girl power. But I do not mind if my husband orders my food for me.
Whether you want it or not.
Surprise me.
It is an interesting take, right? Yeah. Like, I'm an independent
woman. Please order for me.
I am a goldfish. Just put the food in the bowl and I will eat the food. And let me be clear here.
And I don't like blowback. I don't like pushback. I like easy.
No, I mean, I get it. I'm with you. Like, the least amount of conflict possible, great. But I would argue that you would get less conflict by simply
don't
ordering
show me the
food.
Menu.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Ordering something for her than having the conversation about what do you want to eat. Because I know there's conflict coming there. I've never tried this before.
If I have too many choices, I get overwhelmed.
So just bring it home.
If it's something that, especially if it's something that I've had before, unless I said I didn't like it, I'm going to eat it.
And by the way, we know you. You're going to eat that anyway.
Probably, yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Ladies of the greater Rochester area that can hear our voices right now. If you were surprised with a meal.
You brought it home.
Yep. Here comes dinner, here comes lunch, whatever. You had no say, but your husband, boyfriend brings it home. Are you excited? Are you upset? Are you offended? Are you relieved? Because it seems to me, Tommy.
Yeah.
The stress of making the decision is what causes the problem.
Yes, it is.
And look, I don't blame you, ladies. You got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It does feel like every time you ask the what do you want to eat question, that's the last stick in the pile that brings the whole house down.
Yes, it does.
Right? Like, my wife will be in the middle of work, doing something around the house, putting on makeup, and talking to her sister at the same time. And then I ask, what do you want to eat? And she tries to punch me in the face. So if I remove that tiny last bit of stress, maybe I help relieve the rest of the stress by taking away the hangry that is building inside her.
But, like, certain foods... Like, you know, they're kind of like average stuff, you know, not too exotic.
Sure.
But when you start getting into the exotic foods, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I guess
get
you are
what you're
taking
start
a risk.
Into the Far East.
I'll give you this.
The Mediterraneans.
Mediterranean is not all that. It's just rice and chicken.
Yeah,
it's
no, but
basic.
there's you don't like olives. You don't like this.
Yeah,
you don't like that.
You
like, you're a picky little bitch when it comes to Mediterranean.
I just
food.
Don't like olives.
I was gonna say,
which is in every one of their dishes.
I get tons of Mediterranean.
It comes with we order a beer. It comes with a side of olives.
But you would know at this point in your relationship things that your wife definitely does not like or want.
I know there's
no
fly zones, for sure.
But I will say you are taking a risk doing this if it's a place you've never been.
Well, that's different. That's a different ball game for sure.
No, but that's kind of what you're saying.
I disagree with you there.
You think?
I think you're better off at a place you've never been because the worst argument you will get in, again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy wanted Vietnamese food and he was out the other day. He was going to stop at Mama San's on the way home, but he did not because he couldn't get a hold of his wife to tell him what she wanted, which is strange because even that discussion is going to cause a fight and tension. It's going to take time. You know what she likes. She's eaten there before with you. You could have just got her something, but you didn't because...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what she's going to...
No,
yeah,
your
I don't
bitch was the right answer. I'm sorry.
Bitch.
I'm sorry. The answer was, what is, I'm a little bitch-ass bitch.
And sometimes, like, even her favorite food, she'll go, yeah, I'm not in the mood tonight. And then I'm dealing with that.
Going back to Kimmy's point that the place you've never been is the one you shouldn't do this. What you don't know can't hurt you. I would argue if you go to a new restaurant where your wife hasn't had an hour to look over the entire menu, right? Because, bro... You know, wife pulls up the menu on her phone. 20 minutes, she's going through that damn thing, right? If she doesn't have the ability to sit there and break everything
Dude,
down,
just spring it on.
Whatever comes home is good,
okay.
Kimmy, right? Like, I understand that you never had this before, but the fewer choices, the better.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But would you know what to order for her from that new place?
I think I can figure it out. I mean, with my wife, as long as it's hot, she's excited. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it's pretty basic.
No, not with your wife?
No, I mean, there's certain things she doesn't like. You know, certain seafood she don't like, certain... Like, she's not a big lamb person.
Well, yeah, but okay.
You know, you're naming very, like, not your average, you know, dinner kind of stuff.
Here's the problem.
Right.
It's all town-based, right? Because you and I, Kimmy, live in normal places with normal food. Like in Pittsburgh. Well, she doesn't like eel.
Lamb.
And she won't eat lamb. And the
no sushi, no fish.
The caviar selection at three of our favorite places is subpar to what she enjoys.
She don't like it very spicy.
She don't like spicy. So if
no
we
spicy Szechuan lamb.
If we were to get the oxen.
Oh, the oxtail.
That is brought in daily from Botswana. Yeah. Do they have Botswana?
I love Botswana oxtail.
Oxtail sounds like a pop artist my daughter listens to right now. You were saying,
yeah, like Tommy's not going to order tacos anywhere, right? Or like bring home like a, you know, Mexican bowl or something.
No.
And that's like easy go-to stuff in my house.
See, like if you go steak, I'm good.
Okay.
Like I know like she'll like steak, like that's perfect.
Great.
Do you get steak to go? I've never gotten steak to go.
So it's not gonna happen.
I've gotten steak to go.
Have you? Yeah. I've never gotten
a ribeye home.
Well, just don't get a ribeye. A lower cut of steak. Nice old flank steak.
Where are you getting flank steaks to go?
Your mom's house.
Yeah, I mean she'd probably make you a good flank steak.
Oh, hang it down there. Flank it. 252-WCMF 252-9263. Let's talk to Lori. Order for your wife. Mm. Avoid conflict. Hey, Lori, you're on CMF. What's up?
Good morning. Hey, I would love, or I do love, when my husband brings home the food, I love it. I don't have to cook. I don't have to think about it. It's a win-win in my book. Maybe I'm lucky. He knows what I like. And it sounds like you guys know what your wives like, so you should be able to do this. No-brainer.
Listen to Lori.
No, because you're not listening to me.
Okay.
Sometimes people's moods change with food. That's my point. Even though I know she likes it, she may go, I don't want that tonight.
I understand what you're saying.
So then what do you do, Lori? Bend over, Lori. Go ahead.
What the hell was that?
I just do whatever my man say. Eat, woman.
You know, have her order something for you. Would she know what you like?
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Oh, no. You would be such a
bitch. But I'll tell you what.
You would be
silence.
The most difficult.
I wouldn't push back.
You're such a coward.
If my wife brought home something I did not like, I would just muscle through it and not cause friction.
Oh, what a saint.
I think what Lori is trying to tell you, right, is if your wife doesn't have to make the decision,
mm-hmm.
she won't know what she doesn't want. Right? Like, she's not in the... She would
You're making
be,
it sound like a dog with cheese... And medicine.
Rub my neck while I eat it.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're just saying you're overthinking
girl?
It.
Why is your
Can
dog...
we just spring rolls? Who's a good girl?
Why you got a southern dog?
I don't know.
I mean,
well, see, I think too is if I've worked all week, I've had a long, hard week,
and
it's Friday night,
Price
and my
cross
husband
over
walks
here,
in
Lori.
The door.
He's been working all week, too.
With a meal. Well, sure, and that's even better. He's made the decision. We can have a nice, relaxing dinner. And you know what? He's going to get paid back really good that Friday.
Yeah, so you get what you want to eat and a beach, bro.
All right.
There you go.
All right, Lori, get after that husband tonight.
Oh, absolutely. It's Friday night.
Yeah, it's Lori's sex night. Lori, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
Bye.
There goes Lori.
Lori hung in there.
That's a woman telling you. Kimmy is telling you. Listen to the women. Listen to the women.
I think
part of the problem is the places you go to eat is what we're finding out. Because they're so specific. Like, you're getting such a unique... And I guess that's what you like, so maybe
Charlie's
it's just...
Charlie's Crab Bar is pretty base.
When you go to places, your wife may have a tough time finding something on that menu.
You know, I brought her home...
pairing.
A box or a bowl of female perfume and a man's hat with a plum in it. You know, the strangest part of this whole discussion.
What's that?
No woman has a go-to place that they want to eat.
Yeah, my wife's all over the place.
Right?
Yes.
Like, I don't know about you, Tommy. If all else fails, like Mama-san's, it sounds like it's for you, right? If all else fails, there is always a place I want to get food from, a single restaurant. And it'll change every once in a while.
Yeah.
But I never have to think a long time about, like, oh, what do I really want right now? I have never been with a woman in my life. I've never met a woman in my life that has a go-to all else fails restaurant.
Really?
Do you have one?
Yeah, we have one right around the corner. Was like, whenever we can't decide, that's where we're going.
What is it?
It's Try-On.
What is it?
It's like a bar. It's a bar.
Like your food.
Standard bar food.
Okay. Like
food.
But is that because the food is delicious or because of location?
She gets the fried.
It's kind of both. It's like we could walk to it and we just know the menu at this point. We get the same like two or three things every time.
But was that your husband's call or your call or a mutual call?
Mutual call. Like if one of us says it, we're like, yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. All right. I don't know. It's just, okay, with the exception of Kimmy, because she's like the most unique woman on the planet every time we have these discussions. Mm. Not me, guys. I'm cool. I'm fun. I know what I want to eat. Like, why do women not have the all else fails restaurant? Like, is it the variety that you guys want? Do you want to try more new stuff than we do? Mm. Are you finding more things wrong in places you've been to in the past, and that keeps you from wanting to go back?
That can happen. Yeah. One bad experience, we're done.
Ladies. Well, I mean, I guess this discussion is more for men, right? The advice being, listen to Lori, listen to Kimmy, don't listen to Tommy, which should be your...
Feed the ladies, they'll eat whatever you bring them.
That's what they're telling you.
Eat. Eat, ladies. Whatever daddy puts in your mouth, chow down.
No, this is not an example like your father ordering for your mother at a restaurant. No, it's not. No,
it's not. This is what my old man would do.
Well, she's there, she'll make her own decision.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not going to sit in a restaurant with my wife and be like, she'll have
the lady will have the seven croquettes.
What's a croquette?
It's like a hush puppy almost, but it's got the fish in it.
Oh,
they're delicious.
Sounds gross.
They are delicious.
Let's take it. No wonder your wife doesn't like anything you bring home. Ugh. Fish heads, everybody. Fish heads. Let's take a break. A day off of work is hard to come by.
Oh, yeah, tough.
But emergencies happen where you have no choice.
Yeah.
The question here... is an emergency where you should get paid for not going to work.
Oh, okay.
And if one politician has their way, things are going to change for this specific emergency downstate. And Tommy, it's going to be interesting to see in this discussion if the people who insist that missing work should be for the most extreme circumstances only would be allowed to take care of this issue.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, a new bill has been introduced to the New York City Council. So this would start just downstate.
In the city?
Yes. Right. The bill would extend paid sick leave to include caring for certain animals and pets.
Wait, paid sick leave?
Paid sick leave to take care of your pet. Residents would be allowed to use sick time for pet-related medical care. This would include any situation where a pet needs a medical diagnosis, treatment for an illness or injury, or preventative care. The current law says folks can use sick days for their own health or their family's health, but nothing in the law says that employers are forced to give you days off for pet illness.
For Fluffy.
You got it.
Oh, Fluffy.
If this were to happen, if this passes in New York City, where the folks that live down there, would the employers would have no choice but to allow their workers to miss time and pay them while they're not there.
Mm.
Now, here's the thing.
Somebody's got to go home and hold that paw, Paul.
I share a room with two people obsessed with their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Should people get paid time off for their pets' ailments?
I mean, they're probably going to take off anyways, so why not?
Well, the difference is paid, right? If you're going to take a day...
Okay. Yeah, it's costing the employer now.
But, okay. But people take off when they're not even really sick, so, like, what's the freaking difference?
So you argue that this is a good thing?
Yeah, plus, think about it. Like, I'm all for it because I love pets, but I'm also thinking, like, do I want that person at work that day... Anyways.
Okay. Good. That's like a good point.
If they're going to be, and I mean, we've seen it, people get super emotional. And if they're worried the whole time about their dog or cat or whatever, I just don't think they're going to do much at the office anyways.
Okay. So you say, yes, this is good.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy, a nation turns its lonely eyes to you.
Yeah.
Should people get paid time off for their pet's ailments?
Yes, but.
But what?
But.
Only certain pets.
Oh!
Oh, you have a list of pets.
Well, there's a line.
Okay, give me the pets you're okay with.
Okay. Number one in the universe is what?
You tell me.
Dog!
Oh, the one you have. I'm sorry. Go on. Keep talking.
The most adorable animal on the planet is an adorable dog.
More adorable than a baby hippopotamus?
Oh.
Well, if you got that in New York City, you got other issues.
Sorry, dog is in there. What else? Okay.
Dog number one.
Okay.
I'll take a cat.
All right, cat's in there too.
And we're done.
That's it?
Yeah.
So ferret, no go. Hamster, no go. Lizard, no go. Bird, no go.
Any flushable pet.
You can't flush a bird,
yeah,
you
what
idiot.
Are you talking about?
Yes, you can.
Really?
You gotta head
flush
first.
A, you gotta
hold the wings and down you go, bro.
Bro, could you imagine having
any pet that also doubles as snake food does not qualify for a pet you could stay home with.
There are parrots and snakes that cost hundreds,
yeah,
thousands of dollars, right? Those people bond with those pets as much as they do their dogs or those cats. That's
yeah,
not enough for
I have a niece that has in her house in the Carolinas. She has five poisonous snakes. Now, she'll debate you on that, but I ain't touching them. And she also has now a tortoise.
Okay.
A
those
full
things go
ass,
long.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but it's a full-ass tortoise. Like, it's grown ass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, its shell is enormous. It's the size of a toilet.
Okay.
All right? And if I'm working with somebody who's got a tortoise going, oh, my God. The tortoise today.
Well, she had that tortoise for like 30 years.
Yeah. Those things outlive humans.
Yeah.
I know.
There's a tortoise.
Maybe it'll pull through then. They're pretty resilient.
Wasn't there a tortoise that's that just recently died that was alive when Darwin was walking the earth?
I think the one went like $1.50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you have sympathy for somebody to take off for their snake or their ferret or their gerbil?
I mean, I don't get it, but I do understand that if that's like your pet, then you feel a bond with it the same way you do your dog.
I'm only taking two.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. As we talk about this bill in New York City that's been proposed that places of employment would be forced to give sick days to people that have to take care of their pets that are under ailment. And the reason we bring this up, even though it's not New York State, a lot of times they'll test some of these things down in the city, and if people vote for them and like them, they then become statewide policy, right? Now, we don't have any numbers on how people feel about this. And even to estimate where folks would fall would be tough.
Mm.
Because on one hand, pets are now looked at as legitimate members of the family by a lot of people. We spend a fortune on them.
Mm.
We pay people to do things for our dogs and cats that our parents wouldn't pay to do for us when we were kids. So in that way, this seems like a no-brainer slam dunk.
Okay.
But on the other hand,
there
is also still this idea that missing work even because your kid is sick is being lazy.
Well, those are the old school hard ass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, but I mean... Right.
No, wait. I'm just saying. I mean, there's a guy I know, Kimmy.
Yeah.
There's a guy I know before his adorable little grandbaby showed up. That if someone were to take a sick day because their kid wasn't feeling well.
Oh, is that kid always sick?
Yeah. Kid, what's sick? What, you got the sniffles? Kid can't stay home by himself. Grandma ain't around to take care of you.
Call grandma.
That's what you sound like. I mean, bro, don't sit here and tell me that you are the most, your child is sick, and, please, take all the time you need.
But there are people, here's the problem with all this, and it all sounds good on paper, but there are people that will milk the system and just play it and just run with it.
Okay, but they can do that with their own illnesses.
Right. I mean, that's what I mean. Like, you don't even need a pet or kid as an excuse. Like, I'm guessing a lot of the times, like, those people that are like that are going to do it no matter what.
Look, the fact of the matter is this.
That's it.
If someone in your office, job site, wherever you get paid to be, were to not come to work because their kid is ill, there would be more than one person that would have a problem with it. So I guess the question becomes, do we care more about people's pets than we care about their kids? Is this easier to do, this bill, because so many people have pets now and it's easier to relate to?
Mm.
Because fun fact, about 2/3 of Americans are parents. About 2/3 of Americans are pet owners.
Okay.
So you're on the same level.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Keep in mind. Of those 2/3 of Americans that are parents, a lot of those parents have adult kids that aren't in the house anymore.
Yeah.
Meaning the average American employee has a greater chance of having a pet at home they're caring for than a kid at home they're caring for.
Yeah.
So when it comes to relatability and understanding, you may have a better understanding of why someone would stay home for a pet than they would their own kid.
But I would. I also have to think, like, how sick does your dog or cat have to be that you have to be there all day? Because
well,
I've had multiple dogs that have gotten sick.
Yeah.
And I didn't need to care for them all day.
Well,
let's say you had like some massive, like, you know, surgery. And even then, you let them be for the day. You don't need to be there all day.
You don't? Because like, I thought with some of that stuff, like, you kind of have to keep an eye on them, no?
You've had a dog for how long?
like 6 years.
Yeah, but for 3 weeks.
Like I'm just thinking. Like when I remember,
dog.
Like our our family pets. Like when they started to get to, you know, become ill. Like
well, they
it
get
was
to
like
the
one
end.
Of those
yeah.
things where my somebody was always home with it.
See, like, even when my dog got to the end, he just conked out.
Okay, like, but you're like, kind of lucky then in a way because you didn't have to take them to rush them to like an emergency vet in Buffalo.
No,
or, like you know what I mean.
Didn't have to do that. He was like fine at 3, dead at 6.
Yeah, because like let's say you wake up in the morning and you know your dog's just not acting right.
Yeah.
You know, it's and doing weird stuff. Yeah. Like you wouldn't take the day off just to make sure like
I mean that's like a one and done
cool.
situation. But if you like if your dog I will tell you this. If your dog is constantly sick, you need to put him down.
Oh my
God. No, and because the dog's suffering.
My God. Oh, you're saying like if the dog's like on his way out.
No, even if you're sometimes you get a dog that you know they're just chronic.
What? Like
they just
what kind
have a lot of problems.
Are you
diagnosis
talking
down
about?
The road where the dog
I'm just saying that the dog is constantly chronically ill and the dog has a low quality of life. You're doing a disservice to that animal, letting it suffer. Put it down.
Oh
get
God.
A fresh dog.
Get a fresh dog?
Yes,
who are
and get
you?
A fresh
who
start.
Who is this speaking right now?
No, he's a dog lover. He
I'm not
right.
in a gulag over here. I'm just saying we put animals
are you
down.
You going to tell your wife that? Yeah, I know your Ooh. Dog's feeling a little ill, but you know, maybe it's time, even though the dog.
Yeah, I may go home and say that. Okay,
you
know what?
Would not.
There's your mama's son. We're putting his dog down. And that's it. Done. Where's my cocktail?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about a new bill that has been presented down in New York City. It would make employers, they'd be forced yeah. to give paid sick leave for people that have to care for their pets. And again, I will give you the qualifications of what they would have to pay you for. Any situation where a pet needs a medical diagnosis, mm-hmm. treatment for an illness or injury, or preventative care. So I guess if you called and said, my dog is throwing up, unless you were planning on taking them to the vet,
yeah.
that wouldn't
qualify.
Or you
qualify. Had to give them timed out medicine every couple of hours or something
there
like that.
There you go. Yeah, preventative yeah. care, something yeah. like that. Shelly writes us on Instagram, I texted my boss last night, told her I might not be in because my dog was stung by a bee, and I wasn't sure if she was allergic.
Wait, so she? Hold on.
She
now.
Says it's valid.
Hold
she
on.
Says it's valid.
She doesn't even know if the dog's gonna have a reaction. She wants to stay home and see
yeah.
if a dog has a reaction.
Why? Is
yeah, because
that?
Imagine if you didn't stay home and you come home and your dog died because of some reaction it had
like, that's
from a
the
bee.
Most,
like
yes, dogs yeah, that, have bee allergies.
Yeah.
Has the dog ever died from a
yes.
single?
Don't ask.
Bee sting.
Oh my God.
Was it have nut allergies too?
Do you want?
And
dogs,
it can't watch
dogs
flashing
have
lights on cartoons. Come on, man.
Yeah, dogs can also be epileptic.
I don't know where you are?
You've never seen
on
a dog
this.
Have a seizure?
Dogs yeah. don't have religion.
Oh my God. Dude, why would you ask that question? Because now we're going to get a bunch of people that call
yeah. I don't want dog God. Horror stories right
my
now.
Gosh,
it's a Friday. This is depressing.
I had to carry it 4 miles.
You've never seen those dogs that have eaten a bee and their faces
yeah.
just like, looks like an airbag
yeah,
going
they
on?
Eat like a crap load of bees because
oh
they're
God.
Dogs. They
bees.
Never know when it's enough.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to a man we haven't spoken to in a while.
Who's that?
Teddy's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how you been, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Teddy,
hey,
what do you got?
Quick question. Is that majority of company have 60 for everybody who work for the company, right? Is that included that category or they just added another one?
That's a good question. I mean, to your point, Teddy, like most employers, if you call them, if you have a set sick days and you say I'm sick, they're not going to ask any questions. Teddy, I think this is more for people that don't have like salaried jobs, right? Where I'm working hourly, I have X amount of sick time I can use. Mm. Now my boss has to pay me because if I miss a shift, I'm going to be out.
Right, you're out.
80 to 150 yeah. bucks for the day, you know?
Right. I think it's crazy. So everything is to be, I mean, I feel sorry for the company for the, you know, but it seems like every now and then they always added something benefit for the people.
I knew he was going to be on his
Yeah, you know why? Because he owns a business. He's working people with an iron fist over
but hold
there.
On. He's also Indonesian where they don't put the dogs at such a high level. They respect the human life first, not the dog
yeah,
life.
Yeah, we eat them.
For God's sake.
I didn't say
no,
it.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't say it. Mommy. My hands are clean
Tommy.
Over here. No fur on these hands.
No, I just kidding. Hey, Tommy, I just came back from Italy. All your family asking about you. What the hell? Where is Tommy? They never visit them.
Man, Teddy jet-setting off to Italy.
Look at you go, yeah. Teddy. Hey, yeah, we shouldn't yeah. give people sick days for their dogs. I just got back from Italy.
Hanging out with Tommy's family over there.
Yeah, everybody pisses at you, Tommy, because you haven't visited them.
Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Every time we answer a call from Teddy, we know it's a roller coaster.
Yes.
DMF. Christine will have the last word. Hey, Christine, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Tommy, you have to take off for your dogs and your cats and your snakes. You have to do that. Because the sad part about it is if your dog gets stung, because, you know, they all get stung by bees, you're going off to Cornell. That's the nearest ophthalmologist. So if
Wait a minute, dogs have eye doctors? There's a dog eye doctor?
We don't have locally here in Rochester any more eye doctors, because when the veterinary clinic on East Henrietta Road closed down, that was the only ophthalmologist that was local. I know that because I had a Chihuahua who had, you know, a problem with his eye and needed the diamond burr lasering done. Now you have to go to Cornell. That's the nearest specialty doctor.
So you're saying the lack of local professionals means I have to be
traveling
home more in case I have to go somewhere.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. Or get an eye patch.
Chihuahua with an eye patch would be pretty badass.
It'd be so adorable. He's a little pirate.
I'm going to put Tommy in an eye patch. So, Tommy, you know what? The next time you don't feel good, you can't stay home. Plus, you have, remember, too, now, you've got grandbaby. So if your grandbaby gets really attached to the dog and the dog is on his way out, what are you going to say to the grandbaby?
It's a teachable lesson.
Christine, he talks a big game, but we know how he really feels. He'd be out of here in a second.
Such a bitch. Hey, Christine, I'm super late, but thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
See ya.
There goes Christine.
Well, I learned something. There are dog eye doctors.
Well, I guess they're specialties.
I've never
heard
of that.
I haven't either, but
like,
I guess
that's their specialty
sense.
Is dog vision.
Yeah. How would you know?
Interesting. Right?
How do you get them to sit and stick their face in that thing? Man, what are they selling your bag? Because how do you know it can't? Like,
well,
what are they looking at?
Starts running into stuff.
Read the chart. Arf, arf, arf.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Yeah. What, do you throw the ball and you can't find it?
Okay. Take a break. Bills, Dolphins, 1 o'clock live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
You can do it with a man who's about to make picks. You can look at his stupid face and be like, ha, told ya.
Tommy picks.
I don't think he heard what I was saying, Kim.
Told ya.
Does he ever?
No, he doesn't.
I heard.
Go hang out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room on Sunday. Delicious food, fantastic drink, beverage situation.
Oh, all kind of specials.
In my humble opinion, the best place to watch a game in Rochester.
Yeah.
So good, in fact, that Tommy being there won't detract from that.
Good folks out there.
So go spend your Sunday with Tommy, 1 o'clock, at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai with your friends from CMF. 2-3 week last week?
Yep.
Climbing back up from the 1-4-15 basement you were in for the 3 weeks previous. But you are confident.
Yeah.
And it has all to do with location.
Bro, if I know a game, this is the game I know.
All right. Well, there are some football experts that will tell you what you want to hear, but only one.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Are you ready, Tommy?
Let's do this.
Oh, we're under.
Just trying to enjoy this.
Shut up. Over under. 1.5 a touchdown for Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. This Miami offense moves, baby. They're fast. And Hill is the centerpiece of the fastness.
Yeah.
He can blow the game open, except when he plays the Bills. Are you ready for what might be the most shocking stat of the day?
Shocking stat.
Tyreek Hill has played 8 regular season games against the Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And in those games, he has scored 2 touchdowns.
Is that just with Miami?
With Kansas City and Miami.
So his entire
regular season career. In 8 games, Tyreek Hill has scored 2 touchdowns against the Bills.
So it tells me they know how to shut his ass down.
They do. McDermott is really good at shutting him down.
Right.
But here's the thing.
What?
In the 2 games he did score them, they were close games.
Mm.
He had one in the season finale last year in primetime that the Bills won by a touchdown. And then he had the one in primetime, the home matchup 2 years ago, that the Bills only won by 3. The biggest weakness for this Bills defense so far this season has been giving up the big play. We've watched it happen a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill is a big play wide receiver. That's all he does.
Right.
So, Tommy, over under 1.5 a touchdown for Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill.
That kid's had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
On and off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And some of it out of his hands. I mean, the house burning down.
Yeah, sure.
These problems over here.
Great, great, great.
They're trying to get to the stadium.
Okay.
His quarterback has got issues.
Okay.
It's not good, Pat.
All right.
It's not good. It ain't happening.
So you're saying you don't think he's going to get a touchdown?
McDermott's going to just wall this kid in.
All right, again.
Again.
No, look. If there is one weakness on this defense, because it looks like Terrell Bernard's going to play, at least he's been practicing this week, so that's
good. He's the best.
That's good. The back end is a little bit rough. The safety situation.
Always is, but that's why you got to be gentle with the back end.
Okay.
You do this thing slowly in the back end. Take your time.
You could also make the argument he's due.
That is a legitimate, but
he ain't. That's the argument you love to make. He's due.
So, but he old. He's also old.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but.
And that team is banged up. And no. Tua ain't the same Tua coming to
Tua
town.
Tua says he's healthy. He says
he's healthy. Of course he did. He said he was ready to play when he was doing jazz hands out there.
So to be clear, you are under one half a touchdown.
I'm under.
For Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
All right. Our second pick. Mm-hmm. Over under 299 yards passing for Josh Allen.
299.
Josh has owned the Miami Dolphins. In the last five games, he's thrown for over 304 times. And the only game he didn't.
He's Northern Marino.
The only game he didn't was the Dolphins game earlier this year. And that was because, A, James Cook went off like a car alarm. Mm. And B, his night was pretty much done in the middle of the third quarter.
Right.
This passing offense looks like it's back to what we're used to seeing.
It's clicking, Pat. It's clicking.
And Miami has some defensive injuries. So if he needs to go get yards, Josh will be able to get them most likely. But the Bills have been winning games on the ground, and Sean McDermott likes it that way. If they lean on James Cook like they did in the first matchup against Miami, and now you have Ray Davis all of a sudden, Kimmy, we didn't know what he was during that first Miami game, that could affect how much Josh is used through the air in this game. Over under 299 yards passing for Josh Allen.
Pat, would you say that the weather on Sunday is almost perfect football weather?
Yeah, I would agree. Yes.
It's going to be dry.
Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be cool.
Uh-huh.
Not too much wind.
Yes.
So all the elements are there for Josh to have an unbelievable game.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Sure. James Cook had his best game of the season. Three touchdowns, total touchdowns. He was the AFC Offensive Player of the Week the last time they played the Dolphins. Mm. And again, that was before we knew what Ray Davis could do. I get what you're saying, but if you... It's less risky to run than it is to throw.
But all the elements are there for Josh to have do what Josh does.
Best. Okay, let's not consider any of the straight I just
tell me
you.
What happened over here and over there.
Yeah, the last time they played this exact team.
Yeah, but they played it in Miami.
Okay.
Sweaty ass balls, rude people.
Look, if there's one thing
you
know.
Have them drunk, don't even care about the game. They don't take care of their kids. This town's out of control.
If there's one thing you know, it's sweaty-ass balls. You see plenty of them.
Yeah, especially down in Miami. I've seen it.
Over under 299 yards passing.
You're telling me he can't get 300 yards.
He didn't get it earlier
perfect,
this season.
But this is perfect weather at home. Everybody's jacked to see Josh do his thing. He's going to do his thing.
So?
Yeah. He's gonna get 300 yards.
Okay.
And I don't care about James Cook and Davis over here and this guy over there.
You should. You should. Like, see, this is like people.
What about Miami before?
This is why nobody ever helps you with anything. Because, like, people try to give you a hand, and you just. So, to be clear, you are over 299 yards passing for Josh Allen. Tommy tells it like it is on a Football Friday. Bills Dolphins, 1 o'clock, live here on Sunday on CMF. He is under one half a touchdown for Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. He is over 299 yards passing for Josh Allen. Third pick, over under 15 yards rushing.
Right, 15 yards rushing.
15 yards rushing for Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh.
The elephant in the room for this weekend's game is Tua.
Yeah.
We all know the issues he's had with concussions.
He's sick. He's a sick person. That's what people don't seem to realize. This kid is in medical trouble.
Look,
more hit, and you may see something ugly.
And I'm really worried about that this weekend. And there have been calls for him to hang it up for good, but he pressed on, and I guess...
There is no medical doctor that says, yeah, he should be on that field.
Look, he's been clear.
Including the Dolphins doctors really aren't crazy about
it. Look, man, all right, look. He played for the first time last weekend since the incident, and he looked decent.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said,
that's one game. That's a snapshot.
And forget the bad injury luck, period. Against the Bills, it's been more pronounced. The Bills are going to bring pressure. That's how you beat Tua.
He's the reason. They're the reason he is the way he is.
No, I would argue the reason everything started is because Mike McDaniel refused to take him out of that game after that hit
but
from
you
Matt
set
Malone.
Him up.
Okay. Look, Bills are going to bring pressure that could force him out of the pocket. The question is, does he take off running like he does have the ability to do, or is he going to try and play it super safe on account of trying to keep himself healthy? So you know, in three games this year that he's played, Tua has rushed for 11, 17, and 13 yards respectively.
All right, so he's not really taking off.
No, but it's 15.
Yeah.
Over under 15 yards rushing for Tua.
I mean, that's a very small amount of yardage. That could just happen in a broken play, correct?
It can, but, I mean, there could be, look, we've seen Josh stop running.
Yeah.
There are plays where, at least, well, earlier in the season, there are plays where he could have taken off and he didn't do it. There could be a mandate, like, look, if you're going to go, you're going to stay put.
But they could be in desperation by the at a point in the game where he feels like he's got to do something.
And that's what scares me the most about that. Because so that's how he got hurt against DeMar Hamlin. He was in desperation. Yeah. They were down big.
And I think that's what's going to happen. So I'm going to take the over.
You're taking over 15
yards
rushing.
The kid's going to get desperate, and he's going to try to run, and it's going to be not good.
Okay. The Bills are, they opened as 6.5-point favorites against the Dolphins at home. That line has moved. It is now 5.5.
Not much.
Okay, seems like a slam dunk, right?
Oh, it's a dunkaroo.
Okay, there are two things you need to know that I explained earlier this morning, but I will share with our audience listening now.
All right.
Since 2020, against Miami, the Bills have not covered a spread of 4 or more points. When the Bills are favored by a little, they blow out the Dolphins. Mm. When the Bills are favored by a lot, they are 0-5 against the spread, 4-1 straight up. It's weird. The other stat you need to know. The last three games the Bills have played on Sunday during fallback weekend, they are 0-3.
So you say they really struggle with the time change.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying statistically it's shown the last 3 years they do. Yeah. Sean McDermott, a very regimented coach. I think it is a legitimate question when the hour gets changed if that has an effect on them. All right? And keep in mind this. Miami is also a desperate team right now. They need this win to keep any hopes of the playoffs they have alive. Mm. Mike McDaniel, the head coach, may need this win to keep his job at the end of the season.
Okay, but he don't throw balls.
Do the Bills win? And if they do, is it by 6 or more points?
Oh, my God. I don't do this.
I'm having deja vu right now.
I'm going
home. No, I just gave you all of the information.
But you give me a bunch of crap history that's a big smoke and mirrors don't count.
What the hell?
The information doesn't count.
1920, 2020, over here.
You're the one that likes to bring up the past all the time.
Full moon.
No, it applies to last year. It applies to last year.
Spring, forward, and fall back.
The Bills were slight favorites in their first matchup. They blew them out. The Bills were underdogs in their second matchup. It was a close game. Wait, yeah. You get what I'm saying? Now you got me all backwards.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault. You got confused with your own stats.
Did they win a game? Is it my 5.5?
Just get to your point, man.
Dear God.
I'm trying to. But you guys, like, overstat my ass. And you're trying to confuse everything.
Can I speak?
Yes, can I speak?
Do they win? It is by 6 or more.
Okay. I think that the Bills win.
And
they cover.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it. Now you're done?
Well, I mean, what are you asking me beyond that?
I'm not asking you a thing. I'm not asking you a thing.
We're asking if you're done with your pick is what we're asking.
I mean, I see this being a hell of a game, Pat. A hell of a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what does that mean?
I'm thinking big things for the Bills,
oh my
baby.
0-5 against the spread. 0-5 against the spread when they are favored by 4 or more since 2020. Just say it, stupid.
I'm talking about a Ryan Dubby Miami Rice blowout.
No, Miami Vice.
Better. I like the start.
I love how you're dyslexic and you said it by accident once the wrong way, so now you're all in on it. That's great. This is fun for everybody. Okay, let's recap. Tommy puking all over himself. He is under 0.5 a touchdown for Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. He is over 299 yards passing for Bills quarterback Josh Allen. He is over 15 yards rushing for Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He has the Bills winning. He has them covering the 5.5, and he's got a blowout, a Miami Mice blowout. You just keep changing it.
Mice now?
Shut up. Oh. We have our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger, right, and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy, coming up just after 9 o'clock.
Should be a hell of a not-so-fast upset buddy. Why? What's the matter?
Shut up. Shut up and just what do
what are you
doing?
What is this?
I'm trying not to punch
you. I want to punch you so hard.
Is that how you punch? I know a buddy that can teach you how to punch.
Really? Why don't you come over here? Why don't you come over here? I'll show you how I punch. How about that?
You have him flustered this morning.
Flustered is not the word.
I'm so mad right now.
What's your stupid ass bonus pick?
Okay, my bonus pick. Yes, I do. So I say somebody.
Okay.
And the Bills offense will get Offensive Player of the Week.
So there will be a Buffalo Bill that is
that will be such an AFC Player of the Week because they're going to have such an outstanding performance. I don't know.
Has anybody gotten it yet this year?
Josh had it.
Josh got it and early. James Cook got it.
Okay.
Josh got it for his week one performance. I believe James Cook. No. Josh and James Cook.
Okay. They both had it, though.
Yeah. I love.
I wanted to be more disappointed.
No, based on your pick, it's one person.
That was a good.
It's Josh because Josh isn't going to throw for 300, and James Cook's going to run for 2 unless the Bills score 70 on him, which they're not going to do because McDermott doesn't let that happen.
Was that? I may be out of his control by then.
Okay, all right.
And McDermott needs to put on a show too. You know?
No, he doesn't. His
not really.
Job could not
He's
be more
in the
secure.
Entertainment business.
Shut up. Yeah, so are you. But look what we're doing here. See, there you go.
I'm just repeating the noises that are presented
to me. But I have nothing to say, so I just do this. I worked 30 years making noises and doing jazz hands the whole time.
The YouTube stream really getting a show right now. Getting a puppet show and everything.
Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Brian Duffy. Just after 9 o'clock to recap Tommy's picks here on a Football Friday on CMF.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.